Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's Hardaway on the bounce. To Luka in a late shot clock situation. Deep in the shot clock, he has to fire one from long range. And, of course, he hits it.
Good night. That was Luka Doncic last night. Mark Folliwell on the Fox Sports Southwest call. And Luka was good last night, man. Is good the right word, Kevin?
He was great.
He was exceptional last night. Again, and he did it so efficiently. In 26 minutes, he was able to put up a triple-double. The most efficient night you've probably ever seen. And we are now seeing some breaking news, Kevin, according to ESPN, that Myles Garrett has accused Mason Rudolph of using a racial slur before the brawl broke out. And again, man, we asked that question all day on Friday. You know, if that was a possibility. DeMarcus Ware said in his audio, "I want to get down to the truth." And if Myles Garrett says it, do they have any audio proof of it? Will they be able to come up with it? What could drive somebody to be that furious and that upset? I still don't think that you should be trying to swing a weapon at somebody at all in that instance. But, man, that does add some depth to that part of the conversation right now.
I also wonder if they'll reopen the investigation into Mason Rudolph then, because a lot of people were perturbed that he did not get a suspension. And if he dropped a racial slur on him, then seems like then a suspension would be a no-brainer given how we're dealing with language and the culture in sports now. But I don't know. I don't know if they'll reopen the investigation. Seems like they probably should.
We'll find out more about this information as we go along today, and we'll deliver it to you as we do here on the KNC Masterpiece and breaking news brought to you by the midsize Metris from Mercedes-Benz and the radio.com app, man.
Always.
All right, guys. 877-881-1053. The Mavericks doing amazing things right now. Dak Prescott doing amazing things. I saw this post from the 105.3 The Fan Club Tolo page, and it was from Colton Clary. He posted this on the Club Tolo page, and if you haven't become part of that yet, go to Facebook, go to the 105.3 The Fan Club Tolo, just type that in really easy, and then what I want you to do is join that page, and I think you're going to answer three questions, and
on
then you're
Facebook.
Part of the club. Yeah, it's on Facebook, Shippy, thank you. And you're going to answer those three questions, and then you're going to be part of the club, and there's all sorts of fun content there. Hopefully everybody keeps it. Is amenable the right word, Kevin?
Yeah.
Amiable?
Amiable.
Amiable. Hopefully there's a lot of good, fun conversation going on there. But the question was, who will have the more impactful career for his team, Luka or Dak? 877-881-1053. Don't just say a name. I need a reason.
Gosh, this is a really tough question, and I've been thinking about this all day.
You're going to say Dak because you hate Luka.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know. That seems to be the line of thinking. It's really hard to say because it goes beyond just what that specific player can do, right? Because whoever has the more impactful career is not always just who's the better player. Like, some people will argue that Dan Marino is a better player than John Elway. John Elway had the more impactful career because he won a couple of Super Bowls. So that's what it might come down to, is who is actually going to win some championships, because that might be what the pivot is. Because what if Luka is, like, always a great all-NBA player that never wins anything? But Dak is a player that wins a handful of – that makes a handful of Pro Bowls and then wins a couple Super Bowls. Well, then his career will have been more impactful. I still don't know. I still don't know.
From the 469, obviously it's Dirk. From the from the 972, are you kidding? Luka is a generational great. He's already writing his Hall of Fame speech. But he makes every player better.
But it goes beyond, again, it goes beyond just that. Dan Marino was a generational player, but he never won. So his career is excellent, but is as impactful as you know, Elway, Montana, Brady? No. And that's why I think you have to factor that in. If you're just asking me how consistently will Luka be viewed as a top 10, top 15 player versus how consistently will Dak be a top 10, top 15 player, well, then obviously I'm going to lean towards Luka. I just think impact goes beyond just strictly the player.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I think that Luka already has the most impact on the team from what they were to what they are right now. Like, he is the entire team right now.
Where is this Cowboys team without Dak, though?
Looking for a quarterback. Or, because I don't think Cooper Rush is it, they're probably trying to draft one. Dude, they got superiorly lucky to have a fourth-round quarterback fall into their lap because they tried to trade up for guys that were failures already. And you know, I disagree with how that all worked out. I'm pretty sure that Jerry was able to manage to get him to fall in that draft, but I've been trying to tell you that. You don't believe me because it's a conspiracy theory for a long time.
I don't believe that. But if it ever comes out that that's the case, you'll be the first person that I'll give credit to because I've heard you tell me that for some time.
But I think that they would be a uniquely similar team to what they are. What they've been this entire time, I think they would be uniquely similar to what they are. Dak's leadership is something that is unquestioned within that locker room, but the entire flow of the Mavericks game right now is solely reliant on Luka. So I think for his organization, he has the biggest impact, and I think he will over his career. And Kevin, you're not only Roy on the wall of takes right now, but more and more people are starting to say that the Mavericks, they're a move away. They are one move away from being a probably multi-time NBA championship team.
All right, I'm going to tell you something that we saw last night that has nothing to do with Luka that I think is huge. The efficiency and awesomeness of Tim Hardaway Jr. Sean Heath and I have had several conversations because Tim Hardaway can easily be the most maddening player on this Dallas Mavericks roster. But he is also the key to this team, I think, to a certain extent going forward, because he could be the fourth best player on a championship team all day long. And the idea would be Luka's number one, Kristaps is an elite number three on any championship level team, Tim Hardaway the four, and you will draw in that number two option that maybe jives really well with Luka. And that's one of the things that I think could definitely be something that you see from last night's game going forward. A couple of people threw this out there, and this is kind of what I was getting at, is...
I love this. Luka's more like Mahomes than Dak. Which one of those do you want? That's pretty interesting because he's a big play player. I think Dak's becoming the big play player right now, though. I'll give him credit for that.
But at the same time, like, if the throwout was, would you rather have Mahomes or Brady, because who's actually going to win the games for you when they matter most? Mm-hmm. That's what I think it will come down to, because from the 254, if Dak wins a title, it won't matter what Luka does. Nothing against Luka. The Cowboys are just the bigger team. And that's kind of what I think. If you get a championship for the Cowboys when they've had their longest dry streak ever, I think Dak becomes immortal. Whereas, you know, Luka will need to win perhaps to get that. That's what took Dirk to the next level. But that makes it all the more complicated because Dirk is as beloved by this city as any Cowboys player you can find. Him versus Roger would be the toughest thing ever in the history of the world to figure out.
I think people are saying right now with Dirk is that with Luka is that he's already there, that we've already replaced Dirk. And he hasn't even had to win anything yet because everybody sees the potential. Now, will they be saying the same thing 6 years from now?
He sucks like Dirk.
No, I never. Oh, that's edited, no. I believe. Will they, you know, in 6 years from now, will they go back and say, hey, he hasn't gotten that championship and he's been this close, he's been this far away so many times? Will they say that the same thing at that point? But also, you know, if he's not averaging triple-doubles every night, will they be saying that? Will they be looking back and saying, okay, maybe he was Westbrook. Maybe he did detract from what the rest of the team. But right now, Kevin, because of the way he plays the game, because of what he grew up playing, it is distribution's important. Setting guys up to be impact players. You know, that no-look pass last night for the dunk was amazing. the between the legs pass that that Dwight Powell didn't quite finish on, that was amazing, and he makes his teammates look awesome. So he's the same thing as what Dak's doing with Amari Cooper and Randall Cobb. He's making his teammates look awesome. I think people are already putting Luka in the category of we went straight from Dirk to Luka, and we didn't even have to worry about a transition.
What do you think about this equation from the 214? Luka to me is more important, but he needs to win two championships to Dak's one to be more relevant.
I really don't think so. I don't think. Like, that's a weird number to say he has to win two.
Be as relevant as a Super Bowl.
Why? Dirk's a legend off of one NBA championship.
No, he is, but if the Cowboys would have won the Super Bowl that same year, that would not have been the Mavericks would not have been the lead story.
Of course not. But like,
so I think that's why he's saying
but
that.
You know,
or she.
But so you're saying that if they both win the Super Bowl in the same year, okay, that's fine. I would be ecstatic, and those two would both go on my Mount Rushmore forever.
That would be the greatest year ever.
We would celebrate that year like none other. It would be amazing. But no, I don't think. I think if Luka was to win a championship in 2 years, and then Dak was able to win a championship, you know, within the next 10 years, then I think that they would be. You know, we'd still look at them individually as elite champions that got to the top.
I might go with the most impactful is whoever wins it first. Then, because like if it goes by that, if Luka were to win in the next couple years, I guess I should say if the Mavericks were to win. But come on. Don't forget, during Peace-a-thon, we have a team autographed basketball that has Luka's signature on it, and we have a Luka Doncic authentic jersey that is autographed by him. Don't forget, in less than a week, Peace-a-thon, we'll be auctioning those off.
From the 682, Miro should be in this conversation because of his greatness. Shippy, you agree that he's there yet, or is he on the way?
He's not all NHL yet.
He's not all NHL yet, but he will be very shortly. He is like Luka in the sense of he's on that on the doorstep of being considered as one of the greatest defensemen in the game right now. But he does still have a little bit of ways to go. But he's definitely a generational talent, a guy that I think the Dallas Stars are going to lock up for hopefully his entire career.
From the 682, you're only as good as the team around you. And maybe the Cowboys have the talent. Do the Stars have the talent to get Miro into the light that he needs to be in, that stage he needs to be in again?
And that's what I'm curious about, because that definitely can define how impactful you are.
It will for Luka.
And exactly.
Haven't not been to the playoffs yet.
Well, I'm looking like John Stockton, Charles Barkley, Karl Malone. You could make arguments that Karl Malone and Charles Barkley are top 3 to 4 power forwards of all time. You could make an argument that John Stockton is a top 3 point guard of all time. But they are not necessarily viewed as iconic players. Great players, sure. But they ain't iconic. They're not even in the same realm as Scottie Pippen. You can like it or not like it because of the team around him and winning. Winning makes you iconic. And that's why I keep going back to this. Do I think Luka will have the better like individual career than Dak? Sure, that's not hard to argue. He already looks phenomenal his second year. He's going to probably get MVP votes, be an all-NBA player in his second year. But who wins the titles? Who gets the furthest in the playoffs? I think that defines your iconic status more than anything.
You don't think that Luka's going to be able to because the Mavs can't build a roster?
I mean, at this moment,
I don't think Dak will be able to because he doesn't have the coach to do it.
And that's fair, too. And that's why it makes this question so tough. I guess I'm hopeful on the Mavs, but not 100%. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. This story has been developing in the last 15 minutes or so. Reports were that Myles Garrett said Mason Rudolph called him a racial slur. Mason Rudolph, via his attorney, which is weird, has vehemently denied that accusation. He has flat out called Myles Garrett a liar and said, if that was the case, why wasn't that brought up immediately after the game? So there's a lot to unpack there. If you guys want to weigh in, 877-881-1053.
Guy in the Patriots hat over here, Kevin?
What is happening there?
Patriots hat.
All right, well, we might have to go into the bouncing business.
Oh, 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 oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.